first of all, just how happy are you to get this deal done?
Wow, just like the sunshine today, you know what I mean? It's so happy, very, very happy to get that deal done and to be once more with Sheffield Wednesday, which I love, which I want to be, which I didn't imagine to see myself with another shirt in my body in this country. Only Sheffield Wednesday matter for me, and so happy, so delighted for that.
This club means an awful lot to you, doesn't it? I think that's stating the obvious, but why does it mean so much to you?
Sometimes it's things which you cannot explain. It means something to me so big when I play against them. You know what I mean? I keep saying, first time I play against them in the Hillsborough for Charlton against Sheffield Wednesday, I feel something which the feeling I have is I have to play for this club. And the year after, God bring that club to me. That's why it looks like it's a perfect marriage, because it's something which you cannot explain, the love I feel for this club, the happy I feel to be here. You can ask me that, but I cannot explain why.
So what,
it's something special.
So what happened this summer then? Presumably, as an out-of-contract player, other clubs do show some interest there. Were you explaining to your agent or your representatives, look, I just want to do a deal with Sheffield Wednesday? Was that the message that you were sending?
Yeah, that was since last year. I know it's the last year of contract, and since I get injuries, and I said to straight away the priority, Sheffield Wednesday, I want to be here. I'm happy here. I know everybody here. They know me. I want to be here for sure. This is the first thing. We have to go until the end to be a Sheffield Wednesday. And finally, we did that, and I'm so happy for that.
Have you made any sacrifices to stay at Sheffield Wednesday, whether it's financial or whatever? Have you had to give something up to stay at a football club that you love?
Yeah, to be fair, I had some another offers, but I didn't give too much importance, because the most important for me at this stage is to be happy, is to feel at home, is to feel settled, is to feel love, and to give love back. And the only way I can find this is here at Sheffield Wednesday.
Were you offered more money at other clubs?
Say again?
Were you offered more money at other football clubs?
Yeah, even abroad, but, you know, that's not going to make me happy. You know, that's not going to make me happy, because to play for this club is more than just for money. It's more, is something which I feel inside of me. I didn't finish yet with this club, and I love this club so much. I want to carry on as much as I can to play with this shirt, and like I'm saying normally, I want to retire my career in this club. And every opportunity I get to try and do that, I will do that without look in different ways. This is my only way, Sheffield Wednesday.
Was there ever a time in the last 2 years when you wondered or doubted whether or not this would be possible? Because there was a stage at the start of last year when you weren't in the team and you managed to fight your way back into the starting 11. But was there a part of you that wondered, maybe I don't have a future here?
No, this didn't come out in my mind. I know unless someone told me, I don't want you here, unless the manager told me that, I don't want you here, that I can do is not depend on me, that. But what depends on me is to fight back, to try play, is to working hard every day to improve myself, is to working hard to try get on the starting 11, is to work hard, if I didn't start on 11, to when come on to help the team. This is everything in my control. Is this what I'm focused, and this was what I did, and on the end I get the reward, and I'm here again, and I hope to carry on until I finish my career with Sheffield Wednesday.
How long is this new deal, Jose? Is it a couple of years? Is it longer?
Yeah, it's 1 year, 1 year.
A 1 year deal?
Yeah.
But presumably, you know, given what you've said, you hope that with a good season next year, you could maybe sign a long-term deal.
Yeah. You know, the club are in transaction of Sherman and many things, but for me to be here is everything. It's everything I want in my life, is to be here.
What do you think this club can achieve next season? Obviously, the takeover is yet to be ratified, but everybody seems to believe that that is a formality, and it's just a matter of patience there. The club has already started to sign players yourself, Chris Kirkland, Kieran Westwood, Sam Hutchinson. You would expect that they would make further moves going forward now this summer. What do you think that Sheffield Wednesday can do in the Championship next year?
Yeah, the only way is up. The only way is improve. I don't know if you remember the first... when we get back in the Championship, it was a little bit bumbly season. And last season, it was more or less the main thing it was to maintain on the division. And last season, we didn't start that well, but we know it was a matter of get a little bit lucky on the some results we didn't have in the beginning of the season. And soon as we start to get that lucky, which you need sometimes in football, everything established, and we did a remarkable season. And the only way is to look up. It's not to. I think we are established Championship team now. And when the established Championship is in that division, the only way is to look up.
You've got one Sheffield Wednesday goal, Jose. Just the one so far. What chance at a few more maybe this year?
Why not? I will try my best for that.
Is it something you set as a target? I mean, it's not your game, is it? You're not in the team necessarily to score goals, but is it something you think, do you know what, I'd like to do that. I would like to contribute with more goals.
Yeah, this is why people go to watch football. People go to watch football, people go to watch goals, to celebrate the goals. That's why people go to the stadium. But it's one thing which I'm not too obsessed on that, because the most important for me is to working hard for my teammates, to working hard for myself and for Sheffield Wednesday. I'm happy with the job manager asking me to do. Obviously, if you score goals, is all the time happy, because it's a celebration of one thing special, which is score goals, which people come into the games is for celebrate the goal. It's a beautiful thing, but I'm happy too with the job I do. And if I have opportunity to score, obviously I will put the ball in the back of the net. But I don't think too much about that. I just think to be fit and working hard every day in every game for me and my teammates.
Just one final one to finish. You're an emotional guy. Football is an emotional game. The fans have really taken to you. What is your final message? There's going to be quite a few of the fans listening to this interview, Jose. So what is your final message to the fans of Sheffield Wednesday after signing this one-year deal?
No, my message is thank you so much for all the support, because during the summer I read some things which they said they want me to stay. That's make me even more proud and more happy for that. And we are all Wednesday. We are all one. We are all one, all pushing the same direction, and I'll be here until I die for this club. I'll be fighting for this club until I have this shirt on. Even in the future, if I don't have this shirt on, I will support this club, because this is my house, it's my home, and thank you very much for all of them. Thank you for them to keep supporting the club, because we are a big club. We are a massive, massive club.